welcome back to another episode of Chatter for Change. This is season 2, episode 7. I am Jacob Harley.
I am Bradley Hensley.
I'm Connor Wolf.
And surprise, I'm back. I'm Caitlin Hensley.
Ooh. Hooray.
Back at it again.
Yep.
Alrighty, so welcome back to another episode. We're all here. We're all vibing. We're all chilling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. How's everyone's day today?
Mine has been good. How about yours, Caitlin?
I guess it's good. No one's really told me any different, so I'm just going along with life. Yeah. What about you, Connor?
I got a sticker printed today.
I got
stickers in production. We'll be talking about that later on the all podcast.
Right. Okay.
As you should.
As you should.
All right. Well, let's see. Oh, right, me. My day's been all right.
Don't think you can get yourself out of it, okay?
Out of all the people, right? I think we forgot to ask him how his day was.
Wait, all at once, okay?
One, yeah. Two, three.
How was your day?
Jacob. Oh, some of us said Jacob. Some of us didn't.
Well,
Jacob.
My day was good.
Jacob.
I had a decently fun day.
Decently fun.
Decently fun.
What is
fun.
The definition of decent?
Sitting in the hallway watching his phone.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
much
if he was
outroll.
Standing in the hallway watching his phone, it wouldn't have been decent.
Yeah.
It's only sitting.
Mm-hmm. I joined
okay,
them.
Okay, I follow.
Okay,
I follow.
Okay.
I think I understand the criteria of decent
I
now.
I ended up walking past him a few times. I kind of was tempted to tap him on the shoulder and just say hi.
You should just punch me in the face.
No.
No, that would be mean.
Well, I guess to reel us back in on topic, don't y'all have, True Colors Week coming up soon?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It makes me sad thinking about it. I miss it so much.
Yes, and we will actually be visiting the elementary schools for assemblies this year.
Oh, my goodness. We didn't get to do that last year. We didn't get to do it because of COVID.
Dang Corona.
Yeah, so we also have dress-up days for elementary school, which Monday would be proud to be drug-free, wear red. To kick off
red ribbon,
red mm-hmm. ribbon and color counts or
character counts.
I was confused on that as well. Yeah.
On our paper, that in his defense, on our paper it just has letters. It doesn't have the whole words.
Yeah,
so.
It's just R R and C C, and I'm like, are these race car commands?
All right, and then
okay, and Tuesday, then
Tuesday is peace out to drugs. Where peace signs or tie-dye, which I think I actually have that, so
I need to get one.
Wednesday for this is all elementary school. Wednesday is team up against drugs, wear your favorite sports team shirt or jersey. Thursday would be our school chooses to be drug-free day, and it says to wear school or Webster County colors.
Be maroon, usually.
Yeah, maroon or gold.
Yeah.
Friday would be wear your favorite character's costume. Making good decisions builds character.
That's so true.
Actually, for Providence is doing something different. For Providence Elementary on Friday, it's a give drugs the boot, which means you can wear boots and flannels.
May I ask what a flannel is?
It's a type of fabric.
It's like a plaid shirt is how I look at it.
Well,
it's
too.
Plaids, okay.
It's like the, yeah.
But it is a fabric. It's so usually used in plaid clothing, though.
Is there dress up for Webster County Middle School and High School?
Yes, there is.
Ooh.
So for the middle school and the high school on Monday, it's a Maroon 5 day. So obviously, you would wear maroon.
So y'all are going to be popping in your maroon on Monday.
We're going to be popping.
Popping.
Popping in a maroon.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, oh wait, this is interesting. Tuesdays is anything but a backpack. Do your own thing. Don't follow the crowd. So
wait, can we not take our backpacks?
Can we not take our backpacks? Wait, no. Maybe we do things besides backpacks. I'm gonna carry in a microwave.
I'm gonna say, what's your idea? My idea.
In a microwave.
I'm gonna do a microwave.
Although I won't be there, my idea is a laundry basket.
My sister's helping me carry stuff throughout the are going to help me find what I'm carrying.
Put wheels on a mini fridge.
I'm thinking like a black briefcase.
I love the ideas we are having about what we're carrying.
Wait, no, but a briefcase is too basic. You really do carry your homework in that.
Not like, really.
A briefcase?
Name one person who takes a briefcase. Name one person who takes homework in a briefcase.
Bradley, Connor paperwork. Used to. Yes, briefcases have paperwork. What,
that wasn't a briefcase. When I say briefcase, I mean like you're watching the movies and the man comes out with all the cash in the briefcase. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, like, I was
like a suitcase.
I was thinking like a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
The suitcase is different than a briefcase, dude.
I was thinking. Like
I thought
a
suitcase was like the stuff that like had wheels. And you roll it out to your hotel room.
Oh my god.
I mean, there's different types of suitcases.
There's different types of almost anything.
But there's also rolling backpacks. All right, so a suitcase is just too basic.
I think we need to get on to Wednesday.
Wait, so what day was that? That was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday.
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
Tuesday, chuck your backpack.
Wednesday is workout Wednesday. Solve a problem, set a goal, make a plan, work it out.
Oh,
I wish these actually had
work out, work it out.
Work it out.
That's a good one.
I wish these had actual details, like it would tell you what to do, because it just says the name and stuff.
Like, I'm not very good at problem solving, so
Why don't we try to problem solve this problem? We don't know what it means. All right.
Yeah, for real.
I'm suspecting it's like, I don't know, look like an '80s workout model, like
either that or like bring
that
some
would
weights
solve a lot
to
of
school.
The world's problems. Yeah.
Mr. Jones has weights.
We need to make him the mascot for that day.
Oh, yes.
Bring us, like, pink outfit on. All right. Headband and everything.
Okay, Thursday.
Thursday is dress as a tourist or for a place you would travel. That one's oddly specific.
Can
for
I wear
ones.
A Komodo?
That'd be cool.
Life is a journey. Travel it drug-free.
Yeah, and then Friday is the same as at the elementary school, which is wear your favorite character costume.
I need to ask Jacob, who you gonna be? Who are you? Who is like trapped inside your head? Okay, I want to know.
Like his is ghost gonna be like I want to.
I don't know if we can have masks. Can we?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think we can.
We're supposed to wear face masks anyway. It wouldn't make a difference.
For real.
Okay.
I mean. Can I just wear Captain America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome.
Okay, so apparently throughout each day, the school staff will randomly select students to call to the office. If the student called is dressed up for the day, he or she will get to select a prize from the character counts box. Whatever the heck that is. I've never even heard of that.
It's just a prize box.
If I get called to the office, my immediate question is, am I in trouble?
Legit.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to being called up there.
Yeah. Also, each day during True Colors Week, a trivia question will be read over the intercom, and the first classroom to phone in the correct answer will be rewarded.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love when they do that.
I hate
it gets
when
so
they do
competitive.
It's annoying, though.
Like you see your teacher in the corner, she's like, trying to type everything.
I'm just not a competitive person, okay?
I love Jacob gets mad at me for how competitive I can get.
I do. You get so competitive over small things.
I do.
If Spencer were here today, me and him would both be in agreement that me and him are not competing over that.
Also, there's a character counts door decorating contest that's going to go on. So teachers can decorate their classroom door with a character counts message. The teacher with the best display of good character in each school will receive a prize.
All right, we got to work on...
Which teacher do you think is going to win?
It's obviously going to be...
Mr. Puckett.
No, it's going to be Miss Austin's door, because she's got me and Jacob in there.
Nah.
We're gonna.
I could agree with Mr. Puckett.
It's going to be Mr. Puckett.
I don't know. Miss Hughes usually goes pretty artsy.
Miss Hughes goes... Miss
Hughes. She does the
education college classes.
So. What about... does Courtney Mincer, does she decorate her door?
She might.
We'll make her.
I feel like our youth council rep at the school, I feel like she should really go above and beyond. So, Courtney, if you're listening.
Courtney, you're going to be getting some calls in the next couple of days.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you.
And no, it's not going to be about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, I called my mom.
It might be.
Maybe
a little bit. We might throw that in there.
I'm trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. She just said, oh, you have. And then I just... Yeah, we hung up.
You just hang up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Anyways, also Friday. Whoa. It's the weekend. We're going to be doing skits. I'm going to be in a prom dress along with Connor.
Yes.
And then
Bradley, are you going to be in a prom dress?
You better
be. I don't want to be, but I think I'm forced to be in a prom dress. So.
Yeah. I understand that. It gets better the second time.
You know, you do a lot of things to prevent drugs. You got to do what you got to do. Dude.
This is the third time.
If it takes you wearing a prom, if it takes you wearing a prom dress to prevent drugs, then.
Let's do it.
Then let's wear a prom dress.
Well,
easy for you.
You wear the heck out of that prom dress, Bradley.
Mm-hmm. You own it. I own it. I'll tell you that. Rocket. I own it.
Dude, you can barely fit into yours.
Okay, it wasn't the same one as the first year, though, okay? They must have got rid of it. I had this, like, big black dress the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I
have it.
It's gone.
Bad and bougie.
Or you just didn't wear this time.
Well, no, maybe actually, I was the good one. I was Goody Gloria, but my role's been taken from me this year.
Taken, by Connor.
By who?
I shall not say.
The one who shall not be named.
Yep.
Voldemort.
She knows. Isn't there a word for that? Like, I shan't say.
I shan't say. I don't know exactly how you do it.
There, what position?
I'm always the cocaine lady.
Yep. We had to rebrand you this year.
I hope I'm not the cocaine lady.
You're not going to be the cocaine lady since I'm the cocaine lady.
Yeah, Jacob's cocaine.
Okay, so y'all have True Colors Week that you talked about coming up, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard, Connor, that you've got this new big proposal.
It's been in the mind for a little bit, but with Halloween coming up in like, what, 2-3 weeks?
It's 2 weeks.
I think because
it's like 31st, I believe.
34th.
34th.
I'm not very good with October dates.
It's the last month.
What?
Now I can't speak. It's the last day in October, which is the 31st.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't matter what month you are good at. There's no 34th, Connor.
Exactly. Yeah, but with Halloween coming around and stuff, I just thought, like, with all the candy going around, you know, you'll hear like horror stories on TV about like kids biting into their Hershey's bar and there's a razor blade sticking out, people eating some Sour Patch Kids and they have to go to the hospital because they like overdosed or even something just on like the weed in it because it was an edible, mm-hmm. And so it's just like the kids going out to go eat all this candy, they ain't gonna know.
Oh yeah.
What's an edible, what's not? They ain't gonna be able to tell, you know?
That truly sounds like something that would happen.
There was a big crackdown in Providence a while ago, where they found a lot of candy that had like LSD and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So with that, I thought with the Yes Youth Council and the True Blue Committee, we should perform a skit. This is with Friday, where we're gonna act out a scene of three friends, and they're gonna go out. One of them's gonna get an edible in his Halloween candy bucket. One of them's gonna get a razor blade in his, and the other one's just gonna have a normal one. And we're gonna try to show the elementary, or is it? It is elementary.
It's elementary.
Yeah, elementary kids. What could happen, you know? And but also with that, we're gonna plan on sending them home a blue paper basket with a sticker on it, and the sticker will be a reddish piece of candy, and it'll have check it before you eat it. And the goal of that is so that whenever kids see that, they see that big red piece of candy and it tells them to check it before they eat it, they need to remember that, oh, I need to make sure, or I need to have my parents make sure that this isn't an edible, this is safe for me to eat. That's like the whole goal with this thing, is to try to keep as many kids safe from this Halloween. And so hopefully I can turn on the news and not have to hear about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Question though, how exactly are people supposed to check if they are an edible?
Well, we've got a handy dandy flyer that we're going to be sending home with the kids whenever we hand them out Friday or the Halloween day. And it has different photos showing edible packaging and how it's different. Like I was talking about Sour Patch Kids. This one has one where it's a Sour Patch Kids bag, but Stoner Patch kids. Stoner Patch dummies.
Oh, so they make them actually obvious.
Well, see, that one's pretty obvious because he is smoking a blunt and it says Stoner. There's weed symbols all over the local logo. But then I'll get to one down here and it says Flaming Hot Cheetos. I can't tell if that's an edible. That just looks like a bag of Cheetos to me.
Mm-hmm.
It also is cut off, so I can't see the character. He might be smoking a blunt, but I can't tell.
Yeah.
But so like, there's also like weed tarts. That one's pretty noticeable. That's the one thing. The main thing with like pointing these out is making sure that you can read it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I think it works on kids so much, because they don't know how to spell correctly. I didn't know how to spell like town, I don't think, until I was in 9th grade, okay? I don't know if that's a mean
that's
thing.
That's kind of offensive to me.
Okay. Wait, why?
May how? That's not my history.
Have I offended you?
I'm in 9th grade.
You're in 9th grade. I'm very sorry. I hope you've learned how to spell town before that.
Well, besides the point, I think that's a really, really cool thing you got going, Connor. That's really cool.
It is.
I mean, it's like scary that we have to even think about that.
True.
But it's very important that we get that information out there, because, you know, even if it doesn't, you know, we can't prevent 100% of those situations, but, you know, even if we try, but even if we prevent some, you know, that's better than anything. Oh, that's really cool. Donna just informed me. Sorry, I said, oh, I felt like I had to explain why I said, oh. Donna just informed me that Connor designed the logo himself. Are you taking like a class for that?
Well, I mean, I've took an art classes like every year of school, so nah, it's just sort of.
Well, I don't know if like you like computer design or things like that.
No, I sort of just worked on it last Friday.
Yeah, it was last Friday.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's really awesome, Connor. I'm glad you told us about that.
Thanks.
And that'll be good. That'll be good for parents too, because although the kids are the ones that are eating the candy and stuff, the parents need to be educated too, because of course they don't want to see their babies.
Definitely.
You know, get hurt just from a piece of candy, because that's just such a. It's just so scary.
It's ridiculous what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get mad. I'm looking at this the pamphlet. One of them that really aggravates me, this one I don't think I could tell unless if I was really paying attention. It's like a nerds box, but it's not nerds at all. It's just something. It's called Incredibles, but the only way that you can tell that it's a weed candy is because the INCR in Incredibles is a different shade, and so then it spells edibles after it. Like you're not. Nobody's going to notice that. That just looks like a brand thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, first I was like, wait a minute, how is that an edible? But then I read it.
Well.
And I will say this, with telling edible packaging from other normal candies, they always have very off-brand packaging. Talking of, like, there's images over here. With all these edibles, they're almost like toothpaste shaped ish almost. Or like the Stoner Patch Kids, you know, you get a pack of Sour Patch Kids, the top of it, it's all sharp so that you can rip it straight down. But the Stoner Patch Kids, you have to rip it from the side almost like a sealed bag. And that's one way that you can tell how to, like, how you can tell whether or not it's a tampered bag or if it's an edible or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, yeah, I'm glad that you have examples. You know, that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do we get a hold of those flyers and everything?
They'll be in the bag that will be sent with
the kids. They go home with the kids.
Is every
kid
going to get one?
That's the plan. The plan is that every kid in the Webster County elementary schools will be getting that bag.
Good. That is awesome. So are you guys gonna just work on making those bags this week, I guess?
After our skits Friday, we're gonna make a factory line. Start plate.
That'll be good.
Slapping them on.
So
you know?
I'm gonna be helping as well.
Yes.
Yep.
That's gonna be
all of
great.
Us will be helping.
All right. Well, I'm excited for all this stuff you guys have coming up. I wish I could be a part of it and be at that elementary school doing those skits. It makes me kind of sad that I'm gone now. I'm like a whole alumni member. I'm like old.
Oh my. The elder, we come to you seeking wisdom.
For real. And one more thing I want to mention that I think is really important is I think that we should dedicate this podcast to Miss Diane McFarland. She passed away unexpectedly recently, and she was the director of the River Valley Prevention Center. She did a lot for our community. She helped us write the True Blue Drug-Free Community Grant, and that's just like the biggest thing that you guys would know about probably, but she went everywhere and did everything, and she truly did everything in her power to help us with our prevention things through True Blue. And even before we had the True Blue, you know, she was still working with us so that we could get True Blue and everything. So that's just, she was just a really awesome lady. And it's just, please keep her family and friends in your thoughts and your prayers, because that is just so heartbreaking. And yeah, that I just want to say, I thought we should dedicate this to her. Mm-hmm. So, and I know she would be so proud of what you guys have in the works. And I know she would have loved to get to work closer with you guys. So I hope that we can keep it up and make her proud.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys again for letting me come back and be on the podcast, even though I am an old woman. I know it's kind of lame, but
thanks for coming.
I'm glad I was able to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was nice having you.
This was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good episode. Yeah. Everyone, tune in next time for season 2, episode 8 of Chatter for Change. Mm-hmm. And we will see you later.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.